Well, good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen, folks out there with Larry Bluestein. He's on the road right now, and I'm just gracious to have him on another call with me and supporting the kids. And just to think that, you know, Larry Bluestein promotes a minimum of 20 kids a day. Larry, I don't know how you do it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's been a long week starting last week with the kickoff classes, where we had an opportunity in a four-day period to see six games, 12 teams. And our aim this week is to do 8 to 10, and they'll all be different. So if we accomplish by Saturday night seeing the games that we wanted to see this week, we'll have seen 24 teams live in 2 weeks, which is pretty much not even considered by anybody that I know of.
It's a good thing you don't need those quarters for those phone booths anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, gas prices were like 58 cents back then, too, when I first started, too. So.
Oh, gosh, that's incredible. Well, I know there's 56 games, one of them, the one Jackson starting tonight. Any insights on the game tonight that's being featured? It's the lone Wednesday night game.
Yeah, well, what a great game to showcase. Last year, the Wednesday game saw Columbus travel to defending the 8A state champion, South Dade. So what a great way on a Wednesday. I mean, what I do, I kind of, where people knock Dade County for not having stadiums, I kind of applaud them, because that way they're stretched out over a 4 or 5 day period, and you have to open up on a Wednesday. And, you know, the thing about tonight's the game between Jackson and Columbus is that Columbus finally got over the hump and went to the state championship game and really knocked heads with Apopka last year. And I think that Jackson kind of, feeling pretty good about themselves after, you know, Earl Little took over last year. I think one of the way under the radar head football coaches in the state. I think you'll see a lot. I mean, he's the one that orchestrated Art Taylor's defense when they upset St. Thomas to win the district title at Cooper City. He worked wonders over at Cypress Bay, and now he's got his own team. Second year, first year made the playoffs. But they're in a meat grinder of a district, so having a non-district game like this is certainly just raising the bar even further. And, you know, I mean, great players on both teams, tremendous athletes. You know, the kid Uchi is on his way to University of Miami, DN, Joshua Uchi from Columbus, like him a lot. Trey John Pandy, who is our 2017 number 4 player in South Florida, defensive back, undersized by many, but, you know, so is LaMarcus Joyner, and I saw him batting passes down for the Rams last Sunday night. So, you know, you get in a situation where you have kids like that. You have just an outstanding coaching staff with Chris Merritt at Columbus. And I'm just expecting a great game and a way to kick off the 2015 season.
It is a great way, and I'm looking forward to actually following some of that tonight. And, you know, one of the reasons that one of the main reasons that we have you on here is because you're the expert. You've been around so long. You know, we're a couple of old timers that have been around, but you've been back and you've got such knowledge. And what differentiates you from the rest of the crowd is that, you know, I hear and I see a lot of things happening on social media is all over the place, but you physically visit these kids. You physically go in and look at them and eyeball them. And, you know, you do more than that, because you give sometimes a reality check to some parents that really need to know that, you know, little Johnny may not be that caliber, but, boy, he'll fit really good over here. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the thing that I have, and it's longevity and doing this every year like this. You know, this is my 45th year, and I was doing this when I was a kid, obviously, because I'm old, but not that old. But the thing that really kind of, like, separates me in this context is I have so many ties. And my ties are not only to Miami and LSU and Ohio State and schools like that, but they're also the junior colleges and Division III programs and Division II. And that's where, because if everybody understands, well, South Florida is really, really in the minority when it comes to football talent, because we have so many Division I type football players. In fact, from the Palm Beaches down to Key West, there'll be 235 Division I. Some states don't have that in a decade. And, you know, and that's just in 1 year. And the thing that really I pride myself in is the understanding that after those Division I kids are all settled in place, have almost 2,500 to 3,000 players a year going to Division II and III, NAIA, junior college, prep school. So that's where, you know, and I figured this out, Glenn, so long ago, because I understood that, yeah, well, it's great to know a five-star and a four-star, but they're not hard to follow and they're not hard to promote because everybody promotes them. But what about those kids that have no stars and have the grades and are ready to go and you know, make a difference? And those are the kids that I want to reach. And those are the kids that, you know, I want to get them out there. And that's the process, because where a lot of these people in the business of recruiting, and there's some pretty good ones that are doing a great job, but there's some pretty, you know, kind of shady guys that don't watch anything but tape. But what good is that if you don't know the character? Because, you know, generally in recruiting over the years, you know, when it was, you know, a long time ago when there was no, you know, instant video and all this, you know, the revolution of the electronic age, everything was really looked upon as anything that anybody could give us on somebody would be great as far as how he plays. But nowadays, a coach doesn't need you to say, well, this kid's a good catcher, you know, or a good blocker, or a good tackler, because they can see it from the YouTube, and they can see it from the, you know, from the huddles and all that stuff. What they want to know is something that is far more interesting to them, and that's how's the kid's character. And that goes a long way, because there's a lot of kids who run a 4-4, but there's not a lot of kids that run 4-4 with a lot of great character. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, that's the thing that they look at. Yeah, they want the kid to be able to go, you know, go to get in touch. They want him to be 6'2", 220, but you also want him to be eligible and be an integral part of the team. And that's when knowing about the character and what does he do during the plays, you know, when he's not playing, is he, you know, is he hanging out, talking to people in the stands? Is he doing things that, you know, that are not positive character that can influence the team in a negative way? So those are the things that college coaches, when I talk to a lot of them, and I do talk to a lot of them during the course of a year, those are the things they'll ask me, hey, Larry, what about that kid? You know, I mean, you know, he seems like a really great football player and a nice kid, but, you know, is he a good teammate? You know, and I'll point out one kid for you right now that I saw that last year. He goes to Cal City, Steve Newbold, and his team had just got their heart taken away from him by Miami Killian on an interception late in the game. I mean, we're talking late in the game with Carroll City winning, and Sheldrick Redwine, who's at University of Miami, picked the ball off and went the distance. And you know what? He could have been down with a minute and 3 seconds left, no timeouts, and they're 80 yards away, but he didn't. He kept it, you know, going up and down and then patting everybody on the back and telling them, hey, we're winning this game. You know, we're going to do this. And we're, you know, and that's character to me. That's character. When a teammate who's an integral part of your team can go up to every one of them, look them in the face and challenge them. So that's the important part for me, character.
Well, I love it, and you're absolutely right. And one of the reasons that we've continued our dialogue over, you know, the last several months is because we've seen the same things, and we've seen those character traits, and we know that the academics are so important. And what we've tried to do is, and what we've done is try to provide a solution for those thousands of athletes that you're talking about, and in doing that, we've created this self rating, which measures what you talk about, that character piece, that academic piece, that work ethic piece. You know, that physical attributes is number 5. That's last on the list. And what's interesting is you know, you're the trusted one. You're the one we can trust about information. We come to you because this Friday night we've got two teams. One of them, Douglas Eagles, they're going to be players that you're talking about that are under the radar, but we have 3 impact players and a scholar athlete. Now, on the other side of the ball, we got number 3, Flanagan. But look, when we started following Flanagan a few years ago, they weren't on anybody's map. Now, all of a sudden, they're number 3. But if we start with these impact players over on the Douglas side, could you impart some wisdom and these little guys that are like this offensive lineman, number 74, Corey Gaynor? He's a 2017. He's a academics. He's way up there. He's one of the impact players for the Eagles. Anything that you can say, an overview of the Eagles? I know that you know you love May. He's in it for the right reasons. He's a great coach. But I want to go through a Corey Gaynor, a Lance Moses is the number 24, the running back, and then a Joe Durant, who's an offensive lineman, and then we'll touch on Josh Paulson, who's a scholar athlete, the safety. But let's start with if you have any information or any on these young men so we can get them out there into the public domain and let these college coaches know that you know, here's a couple of kids, here's a few kids under the radar that you need to watch on Friday night. And we can start with Lance. If you have any information with, or I'm sorry, Larry, let's start with Corey Gaynor.
Okay. Well, I could be simple. That's my sweet spot right there. Corey Gaynor is a kid that, you know, I kind of like saw from the beginning as a ninth grader following his brother, who was a very good football player and played extremely well on the offensive line. Corey Gaynor is a preseason top 30 pick out of the Elite 50 in South Florida. Not too shabby for a guy that mainly 85% of the people out there have never heard of. He's 6'1", 275 pounds. He was singled out by everybody at the University of South Florida lineman camp that I had an opportunity to be at and watched him perform. He's done nothing but great things over the last couple of years. Tremendous teammate. Everybody loves him. Everybody cares about him. He's a quality young man and a leader and somebody who's going to be a big-time player for the next 2 years. People now, since our list came out of the Elite 50 for 2017, will see kids like him. And we'll understand how impressive when we talk about Flanagan, that B.J. Samuels, Stanford Samuels III, who will open up the season, we'll talk as a quarterback, is indeed the number one player in South Florida for 2017. So you picked a good game there. Speaking about Lance Moise, I'm telling you, there's a kid right there that has been given an opportunity to really help this team. You know, the kid Herbert is not around this year, so he will help pick up the load at running back. He'll play a lot of different positions, go to safety. He'll do anything that needs to be. That's a kid that really, really gets it. He's a team player. He's a coach mate type of player and you know, quality individual as well. And the kid on the line is another guy that they need. You know, this is an underrated offensive line. They have some pretty good size. They do a lot of good things on there. And this young man is really going to be a leader as well. And we had an opportunity to watch him in the scrimmage, you know, and that's all they did is talk positive about him. And why not? This guy's a big-time prospect.
That's Joe Durant.
Yeah.
Joe Durant.
You know, he's the senior.
Yeah.
He's the – you know, but he's blessed to have a Corey Gaynor on the line, a guy who has so much talent, you know, so much leadership qualities to help him out. So that's
right.
Important as well.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him. And then our scholar athlete is Josh Paulson. Here's one with the academia. He's a safety, senior, and I'm sure people don't know about Josh.
Yeah, a big-time hitter. Watched him during the summer at a few 7-on-7s. He was key. The coach, you know, is another guy. You know, if they're around now and they're playing for Coach May, who how I feel about Coach, because he's a very special guy and he's a great teacher. He's a West Virginia native. The Hurricane people up in West Virginia love him. He has a way of getting a lot out of kids, and he promotes his kids as well as anybody. Let me add that. In a world that college, that high school coaches sometimes, you know, kind of don't do that part anymore, he gets everybody out there.
Yeah, Ryan was out there the other day, and he works intimately with any team that we work with. He works intimately with them, and he comes home and he goes, "Daddy, man, he's hard. He's right by the book." I said,
"Yes, he is."
He said, "He is focused," and I laughed at him. I said, "Well, that's good. That means his team's going to be focused, and they better be this Friday, because when we switch over now, we're going to take a ride down to Pembroke Pines, Florida, and we got three impact players that everybody's going to know about, but we'll start out with Devin Gill, the safety, the senior safety.
Big-time prospect, Michigan commit, early on UM guy, big guy, good guy, was hurt a lot, didn't participate in the spring, getting back to health now. Big guy, 6'1.5", almost, you know, 200 pounds. He'll lay you out, he can cover. He's got great cover skills. A good young man and a great family. He's real close with the Bush family, and rightfully so.
We go down here. You just brought up Devin, you know, with the Bush family. Devin Bush, number 11 linebacker, senior year.
Well, you know what? This is where one of those senior moments come into play, because I actually covered his dad, Devin Jr., at Hialeah Miami Lakes. And always liked him, because the one thing that always got me about Devin Senior, who went on to Florida State and star there, but also went into the NFL and got a Super Bowl ring with the Rams. But here's a guy that is so feisty. He would talk you out, and he would. He was one of those guys that would jaw with you, and you know he knew he was. He and his brother were very good, but his son has just been a leader. He's played for his dad now for 6 years. He played youth football. You know, that's the star-studded environment that these guys grew up in, because they not only had Devin Bush, who played in the NFL, but you also had Stanford Samuels, who was an excellent football player at Florida State and Carroll City and went to the NFL. And then you had Ryan Collins, who was a great quarterback at HML and then went to the University of Miami. So they're all on the staff, and this is what these guys grew up with. So Devin and Stanford Samuels' son, they all grew up in that little circle where you had all these mentors that played in the league a little bit, and like in Stanford's dad's case, is not afraid to get in your face and tell you, what's up. No, but he's not. He'll get in those, because he feels the only way these kids are going to understand is sometimes let them know that, and he did, because he coached on that 7-on-7 fire team, and they were really good. And he taught those kids well. And, there's something about playing that defensive back position and all the technique that goes into it, just like every other position. So, yeah, you're getting a real quality one in both of the Devin Bush, who's a sideline-to-sideline kid, drops into coverage real well, makes tackles. He's going to be a big-time player wherever he goes. He's very athletic, and that's what makes him pretty special as well.
He's smart, too. I'm just looking at his stealth rating. And, it's funny when Ryan, again, he was telling me the dad was busy and senior was busy. So he said, how would your dad rate you as far as work ethic? And Devin says, he ain't going to rate me on top. He's going to rate me one below. So put me one below. I said, really? Ryan said, yeah, dad. I said, I like that. I like that young man. I've known him. We've been covering him since he was a freshman and since senior was there first there. And we've been over there because we've had that relationship with the AD. So the next, and he's got a great GPA is what I was getting at, GPA and great test scores. So he is up there with those scholar athletes. And that, the last impact player that the coach actually picks, the impact players, Javari Bordeaux, safety, 28 safety. Tell me something about this senior.
Well, before I talk about Javari, let me talk a little bit about that we didn't talk about, and that's Stanford Samuels' son, Stanford Samuels III. He is so versatile. And he came out of youth football as one of the leading quarterbacks for the future. And then all of a sudden, he established himself as one of the top corners nationally at almost 6'2", 175 to 180 pounds, rangy kid, stronger than you think. He's very athletic. He's got awesome recovery speed. He's got 36, 35-inch vert. He's a very, he's that type of prospect. He is our number one player for 2017, the class of 2017. And it's not purely on what he does on the defensive side, but he will open up. A lot of people don't know. There's some good hidden secrets this year that no one really talked about until kind of late in the game. No one knew Wayman Steed from Central, the 17 kid, would be out. No one knew Chad Wilson's son, who also is out with the ACL, Marco Wilson, and then Mike Epstein, the running back who transferred from Cypress Bay to St. Thomas is also. So you got three good guys out for the year, but while they were all looking at that, they kind of missed out on the fact that Cato Nelson underwent surgery early in the summer. He will miss the first four games, but in his place will be Stanford Samuels, and that's what makes him so impressive. I think everybody's just going to – it's sort of like, when they see the kid for the first time, I think they're just going to go crazy. I really
can't
do. They're going to say, what? And Cato Nelson's pretty darn good in his own right. So, the way I feel about it, Glenn, is that when you're a superior athlete like that, it doesn't matter. I mean, you could do it all. And I think it's going to be – and this is a team that really was built for this year. They left that field against Columbus last year not in a very good mood. So I think you're going to see a lot of positives coming out of Flanagan this season.
Well, let's hit on Javari. I'm looking at Javari right now, and this young man has a 3.8 GPA.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, he is really, really special. And here's a guy who came from Chaminade before last season, plays a number of different positions. Like you said, smart young man, and here's a guy who definitely knows how to play this game. He's been doing it since the youth football league level. Roger Harriott's brother, Jerome, has worked with him a lot in the past as far as training him and teaching him. And like you said, when you get it done in the classroom, the doors open wide open. I mean, there's nobody who'll close them on you if you get great. Not even a chance. So he's the perfect example of it. And I wish, if anything I could impart on these kids, is, you know what, do your best in the classroom. That's all anybody's asking. They're not trying to make you Rhodes Scholars, and they're not trying to, give you a 5.7 GPA. All anybody's asking is just to show up to the classes, pay attention, and do as best you can.
Well, Devin Gill, just to let people know out there, is a 3.4, and I got to tell you that those three young men, Devin Gill, I'm going down the stealth top 25, Devin Bush and Javari Bordeaux, they're all in the stealth top 25, which doesn't surprise me. Hey, there's one more young man I want you to talk about, and we're going to call it. You're a Miami guy. This Yen Gonzalez with a 4.44 rating, he's through the roof. A linebacker that is just not on the radar. He's going to be on the radar now. We're getting him a lot of attention. Tell me something about this young man coming out of Braddock. He has a lot of support because I've seen on our social media when we put him out there, he's got a ton of local support. Tell the folks a little bit about Yen Gonzalez, and then we'll wrap it up, and then we'll save something for next time.
Yeah, well, you already mentioned the strong point, and that's the classroom. And, you know, that means right now he'll be in line for Ivy League. He'll be in line for Patriot League. He'll be in line for a lot of those opportunities to lift his maximum, you know, as a total person and not just as an athlete, which is something that everybody has to understand as well. He has just a tremendous football player, great instincts, gets to the ball quickly, reads plays. There's nothing more than I could say. I mean, but the greatest thing that I could say about him is that he not only has to rely on his skills on the football field, because he knows, and his family's really, really supportive of him as a student. And that's one of the things, you know, a lot of kids may think it's not fashionable to be that nerdy type of student, but it is. It is. It really is. And I mean, you know what, you could call them any names you want, but call them successful, because that's what they are. When you could balance great grades and, you know, in the classroom with outstanding athletics, that's what you are. You're a success. And, you know, the people, young kids kind of, when they don't achieve very much and they kind of take it out on others and say that they're not this or not that, I would never let that bother me in the least. Those are people who just do not get it. So in ending, he's a great athlete. Model in that classroom.
Yeah, they should
important.
Be paying attention to him, because one day they may be working for him. He's got a 4.1 GPA. Well, Larry, I'll tell you what, it's been gracious. It's been informative. These young men, I know they appreciate it because they work very hard for it. They're going to be, you know, one game into the season. They got 9 left and hopefully 3 or 4 left to go to Orlando. But most importantly, we want to give them the guidance. We want to give them the exposure, and we want to give them the empowerment and let them know that, you know, there's a Glenn Stout and a Larry Bluestein and a foundation, Keeping Dreams Alive Foundation, that is behind them and supports them 100%. And Larry, I do appreciate your time, and I know that you're on the road right now. Just appreciate everything you do for the kids. Are there any final words you want to wrap up with?
No, I'm just very much looking forward to the start of the season. You know, get going for all the great things that have happened over the last, 6, 7, 8 months, and how these kids improved and got better, and certainly looked towards this new season with a lot of enthusiasm. And hopefully these kids will get those scholarships that they've been looking at and, you know, play competitive football.
And, Larry, that people want to get in touch with you, know that there's people around the nation that will be hearing this, not just locally. Give them some information how they can get in touch with you.
Well, we're on South Florida High School Sports.com. We do a lot of articles there. But you can also follow us on Twitter, where I tweet out all these Florida players all the time. It's at Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, and the last name is D as in boy, L-U. Bustein. Same thing with Facebook. Just look me up. And you know what? If you're a Floridian, you know, even if you're not, I could send you from the outside to somebody who promotes, you know, nationally. You know, so, but if you're a Florida player and you're not on our list, we'll get you there ASAP.
Well, Larry Bluestein, I want to thank you again for supporting and being able to be empowering these kids that are what we call flying under the radar, as well as those high-flying athletes. And the most important thing is that what you've constantly done over the past 46 years is give back. And you haven't asked anything in return, but these athletes go to school and have great character and come home and give back as well. It's always my pleasure to be able to spend the time with you and the quality time. I get so much out of it. I look forward to talking to you next time. And that's Larry Bluestein, folks. 46 years. Listen, because he is the wisdom of high school football. Larry, thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon.
Great, Glenn. Thank you.